Okay, today Beis Hashem, we're going to finish Maseches Yevamos and also begin Maseches Ksubos. So we had said that in Eid Echad, we're up to Perek Tezayin Mishnah Zayin. So we said that in Eid Echad, even someone who we usually do not trust as a witness, like an Isha, is neman to say that a husband is dead so that the wife can remarry. How did that happen, that we all of a sudden trust an Isha to be made about such a thing? So I'm Rabbi Akiva Kashiradi Lenadar La Berashana, when I went to Narda to be ma'abr the shana, matzasi Nechemya ish beis deli. I met Nechemya ish beis deli. Amarli, and he said to me, shamati shein masinasi sheberetz shal pierechad. I heard that in Eretz Shal they don't allow a woman to remarry when only one witness testifies that her husband is dead. El Rabbi ben Bava, except for Rabbi ben Bava, he's the only rabbi that accepts such edus. V'no mesi lo kenad varim. And I said, yeah, that's correct. Amarli, amor lehem ishmi. So he said to me, tell the rabbanim in Eretz Shal in my name. Atem yod. You know that the roads in this country are all messed up because there are troops that are marauding and mugging and whatever. So I can't travel to Eretz Yisrael. It's too dangerous. But I have a tradition from Gamliel HaZaken that an Eid Echad is enough testimony to trust that a man is dead to allow the wife to get remarried. And Rabbi Kiva says, when I came back and said over what Nechemya had told me to Rami Gamliel, who is the grandson of Rami Gamliel HaZaken, Samach Lidvarai. He was very overjoyed. He said, we found someone whose shita conforms with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Mitocha Dvarim Niska Rami Gamliel, while we were having this conversation, Rami Gamliel remembered a story, Shinargu Arugim Betel Arza, that a man had been killed in Tel Arza, Vehesi Rami Gamliel HaZaken, Lashseim, Al Pi Erechad, and Rami Gamliel allowed their wives to get remarried based on an Eid Echad, just as Nechemya had said they do. And as a result of that, they established the halacha that one Eid is enough to testify that a man is dead and to allow the wife to get remarried. And not only that, they allow a woman to get remarried based on hearsay testimony, and also based on testimony by an Eved, an Isha, and a Shivcha. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua, Omrim, Ein Masin Asi Isha Al Pi Erechad. But Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua disagree. They say Eid Echad is not enough to allow a woman to get remarried. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lo Al Pi Isha, a wife is not allowed to get remarried based on testimony of a woman, V'lo Al Pi Eved, V'lo Al Pi Shivcha, nor but from an Eved or Shivcha, V'lo Al Pi Krovim, nor based on the testimony of any Krovim. So they can't, since they're Apostle Edim. So this statement of Rabbi Kiva was before the first half of the Mishnah where we started allowing these things. So Amalo, the Chum said to Rabbi Kiva, how can you say that she's not allowed to get remarried based on a woman's testimony? Wasn't there the story with Levim who went to Tzohar, the city of where there are tamarim that grow, where there are dates that grow on trees, and one of them became sick, and they brought him into an inn, and they went on to Tzohar, when they came back, they said to the Pundakis, to the innkeeper, where's our friend? She said, oh, unfortunately he died and I buried him. And based on that testimony alone, this woman's testimony, they allowed his wife, this man's wife, to get remarried. If a Jewish woman who's a miyucheses, like a kohenes, says that a woman's husband died, are we not going to believe her at least as much as we believe the innkeeper? Meaning, if they believe the innkeeper to let a woman remarry, why wouldn't you believe a kosher isha? So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Kiva said back, when the innkeeper will be believed, Jewish woman will also be believed. Meaning, I wouldn't have trusted the innkeeper. The only reason in that case that they trusted the innkeeper was that she was able to produce his makal and his sefer Torah and his ta'im, meaning his tarmil, his stick, and his wallet, and his sefer Torah that he had with him. So that was a proof that he died. But her word alone, that would not have done it. So that was Rabbi Akiva's original shita. Okay, so we now move on to Maseches Ksubos. So Perek Aleph of Maseches Ksubos, Mishnah Aleph reads as follows: Besula nisayis liyom haravi, v'almana liyom hachamishi. A besula should get married on a Wednesday, and an almana should get get married on Thursday. Why does a Basula get married on Wednesday? But they didn't Yoshin Ba'yaros, because twice a week Beis Din would convene in these cities, Biyom HaShein and Biyom HaChamishi, on Monday and Thursday. So you want to set up a system where if the guy, if the husband is going to have a taina that the wife was not a Basula, he should be able to come to Beis Din the next morning. So if he gets married Wednesday, he'll be able to come to Beis Din on Thursday morning. The Gemara discusses why not get married on Sunday and come to Beis Din on Monday morning, if Beis Din is open then as well, but the Gemara discusses why that would be the case. But the takana was to get married dafka on Wednesday, but an almana get married only on Thursday, because we want the chassan to stay and be mesameach for 3 days. So you want to get married right before the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, he'll stay and be mesameach with her. So it's a takana for her benefit, where she's not expected to be a basul anyway, so there's not going to be any taina in Beis Din. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Tazayin, Mishnah Zayin, we said that Rabbi Akiva reported that when he went to be ma'abrit Shana in Ahardah, he met Nechemiah Ish Beis Dili, and Nechemiah said, I heard that in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is the only one that trusts the Nedos Isha to allow a woman to get remarried. And I said to him, yeah, that's true. So he said, you better go tell them in my name that I heard from Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken that you could trust the Nedos Isha, you could trust the Neid Echla to allow a woman to get remarried. And when I reported that to Rabbi Gamliel, the grandson of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, he was overjoyed and he said, good, now we could follow the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And he remembered that there were such a maysa once where Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken allowed a woman to get remarried based on an Eid Echad. And then they, not only that, they allow a woman to get remarried based on hearsay Eidus, based on Eidus of an Eved, an Isha, a Shivcha, and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua disagree. And they say, no, Eid Echad is not enough to allow a woman to get remarried. And Rabbi Akiva says, not an Isha, not an Eved, not a Shivcha, and not Krovin. Even if an Eid Echad is believed, not these, not witnesses who are typically not viable witnesses. So the Chum said to Rabbi Akiva, how can you say that you don't believe women to testify that her husband is dead? What about the story that happened when they went to Tzoar Ir HaTamarim and one guy got sick and they left him in an inn, and when they came back they asked the innkeeper what happened to their friend, and she said that he died and she buried him, and they trusted her. So you see that that an Isha is believed. So Rabbi Kiva responded, she was only believed in that case, the innkeeper was only believed in that case because she was able to produce his items, his personal items, so you know that he was in fact dead. So now then Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Ksubos, we learned that a Basula gets married on a Wednesday and Almana on a Thursday, because Beis Din convenes on Monday and Thursday. So we want the Basula to get married on Wednesday, just in case the husband has a Tainas Basulim that'll be able to come to Beis Din with a Taina that she was not a Basula. He'll be able to come to Beis Din on the Thursday. And Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel.